We dogs call it double dipping. It's when you finish the food in your dish and then steal seconds from some other dog in the neighborhood's dish. This blessed event occurs on but a few special occasions. And I'll be honest, most of them are bad. Illness, injury, house sitters not knowing the regular feeding schedule, the fact that Friends is now on at 5 and 5:30 on UPN, it can be distracting. Let's see, what else? Masters trying out a new dog food their spoiled bitch of a dog refuses to eat. Well, not Jerry. Not when you've served in Nam. Oh, and then take last October. Fido from across the street accidentally swallowed a Velcro batting glove. Didn't eat for weeks. Couldn't eat. And his well, it stuck to damn near everything. But his masters just kept filling his dish every day because somehow the food was always miraculously gone. They thought it was a sign he was getting better. Nope. It was a sign they were getting Jerrorized. And they never even suspected me. Fido was dead within the week, of course. But man, that was 6 days of good eating. What? Hey, I'm not proud of it. But ask Fido if he's proud of the time he told me I could outrun headlights. You think I got this permanent tire burn on my ass from inner tubing at the lake with Friends? Look, man, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, which is why double-dipping occurs most frequently when dogs, like myself, sniff out the neighborhood weakling. I'll be honest, I never dreamt the weakling would ever be old Blackie. Funny about what losing a leg, an eye, and your nuts can do to a fella. Isn't that right, Blackie?
What? Oh, hey, Jerry. I didn't see you there for a second.
Well, then again, how could you?
Oh, right. The eye.
Say, Sammy Davis Jr., you mind if I nibble on your kibble a little bit here?
Well, actually, I was just getting ready to eat my...
Great. Thanks, man.
Hey, I said I was... Oh, go ahead. Leave some for me, though, huh, Jerry?
Yeah, we'll see.
Hold it right there, doggy butt. I caught you red-handed in...
Oh, hey, Gigi.
Hey, Andy Garcia.
What are you two doing here?
Don't you H-H-A me, dog the Jerry. Grab him, Andy. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm really sorry about this, Jerry.
What's he going to do to me, Andy?
I don't know what he's going to do to you, Jerry. Sometimes I wish I'd have never accepted that final rose.
No, not like that, chest hair. Grab him like you got a pair. Come on, quick, 4, 5, 6, go. What are you going to do to me, Chi-Chi? Chi-Chi, you've got that crazed look in your eye again. Chi-Chi, put down the weapon. You're retarded. You know you're not supposed to use scissors. Chi-Chi, no. Chi-Chi.
6 hours later.
I'm telling you, Butchie, it was the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life. That damn chihuahua, well, he's gone mad. Mad with power, that's all I can tell you.
So what happened? You don't look like you're hurt.
Oh, no. He didn't do anything to me. But he stabbed Andy Garcia in the chest with those scissors and then chewed Blackie's left ear clear off his head just to show me what true will really is.
Holy crap. He pulled a Kaiser Soze.
Exactly. Then he looked me nearly dead in the eye and told me to let everyone in the neighborhood know Blackie wasn't to be f***ed with anymore. And like that, he was gone.
What do you mean he nearly looked you in the eye?
Well, the right one. It's a bit of a wanderer, isn't it? I waited for it, but it never quite came around to me. The point is, I shit myself twice. Tell anyone, and I'll deny ever monologuing it. But I've never been more scared in my life, Butchie. And I've ridden in a speedboat with Gloria Estefan.
Unbelievable. I swear, you're gone a month, and it's as if the world I left got flipped turned upside down.
You're telling me. Suddenly Blackie and Chi-Chi are like some bizarro world version of Mice and Men. I'm just glad I got out of there before Chi-Chi wanted to pet my beautiful coat.
I still can't believe Andy Garcia is dead.
As a frisbee.
Well, you can forget about Ocean's 13, I guess.
Ocean's 13? Butch, I don't give a damn about Ocean's 13. We've got a real menace on our hands here. This chihuahua and his emaciated Rottweiler are probably merging into Master Blaster as we speak.
Well, that's kind of where you're wrong, Jerry. I'm afraid it's you that has a real menace on your hands. I don't live here anymore, remember?
Oh, yeah. How's that going with the new family, by the way?
Great. Couldn't be better. You ever seen the TV show Martin? Hilarious, man.
Now that is it. I mean, what the hell is going on around here? Blackie's falling to pieces. Chi-Chi's turned into the damn Tartinator. Gas prices are up over $3 again. I'm back to being a one-dish-a-day dog. Apparently Rod Stewart still has the same hairdo he wore in the 70s. And now my best friend suddenly finds Shanae-Nae funny? I'm telling you, Butchie, it's too much too soon. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, man, it's called change. Get used to it. It's like Keenan Ivory Wayans always says.
But I love you. But I saw a helmeted chihuahua kill a prominent member of the Untouchables today. So you'll forgive me for saying, if you quote a Wayans brother, I swear to God, I will kill you in the heart.
God, Jerry, you act like I was imparting wisdom from Marlin. Look, man, I don't like this. I gotta go. Little advice from me to you, old pal. Sit up. Take the ice pack off your head and pull yourself together. Besides, all that double dipping you missed so much, well, it was making you fat. See you around, Jerry the dog.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something, Butch. First of all, I've got a headache. Pretty bad one. Secondly, I've been lifting weights. I'm on a heavy carb cycle right now. And thirdly,
hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?